My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I was just like a major league catcher when a ball gets through his legs on a wild pitch and he has no idea where to look for it, or a pop up and he's looking up at the sky and he can't find it. Matt was like, your Jay Gruden read is like on your board behind your computer. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, the fact you started looking up is a little confusing.
Oh, man, that was weird. If only visuals could could be with us. Maybe we should get somebody to stream the show on YouTube, perhaps. I don't know. Joining us right now, who we have to read the read for because he's sponsored. He's that important. On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly, and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly of Lincoln, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, I should say, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. And with that, we want to welcome on the former head coach of the Washington Redskins and offensive coordinator, if I could speak in English, of the Bengals and the Jaguars, and Mr. Underdog Fantasy and a cool all-around dude, Jay Gruden, with us on the BetQL guest hotline. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Chris, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. All right, so let's obviously get to it. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the end of the Commanders Ravens game. If you had to say there was one thing that you would point a finger to and say that's why they lost, meaning the Commanders, you would say what?
That big son of a gun that plays for Baltimore.
Derrick Henry.
That guy, yeah. And the inability to really to get him down a couple times. He's just a monster. And right now Washington looks like they're a little bit undermanned on the front a little bit. They got pushed around just a hair. Obviously, time of possession was in Baltimore's favor, and Washington just couldn't quite keep up. But, I was happy the way they played. I still think they were very competitive throughout the game. Obviously, the running game wasn't what it used to be without Brian Robinson Jr. That hurt a little bit. They only had 18 attempts. 6 of them were from Jaden. But for the most part, they competed. They're down 7 with every opportunity to get a stop on the last drive and possibly get the ball back. But unfortunately, Derrick Henry sealed the deal.
Yeah. So here's where I wanted to go with you, and I certainly obviously respect your opinion. I slightly disagree. I thought they lost it because they overloaded trying to control and limit not only Derrick Henry from a running perspective, but also Lamar and his play extension with his legs. They played a lot of single high. They played a lot of 8 in the box. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but they did what I think you should do, try and limit, control, contain both of those guys. guys, and it exposed them on the back end, and the Ravens ran all sorts of crossers and had wide open holes in the zone, and that allowed Lamar, along with not having a great pass rush, to just pick and play catch all afternoon long. That's what I put it on. Did you see it a different way?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
That also is the result of Derrick Henry and Lamar in the running game. So you have to pick your poison. You're either gonna try to get an extra guy in there to stop and limit Derrick and Lamar and put your corners in risk and playing a lot of single high and outside leverage. So that opens up a lot of crossing routes. And Baltimore did a great job of play calling with crossing routes and in breaking routes with outside leverage. And they got open. Lamar hit them. But yeah, that's the result of having Derrick. If Derrick's not back there, and it's just Justice Hill and Lamar, then you're probably going to see more cover two quarters and match coverages. But with Derrick, he got no choice. I mean, you know, the defensive line is not playing good enough to play light boxes at this time. You know, hopefully they get some guys healthy. Maybe they could do that in the future, but not against Baltimore, not Sunday.
Yeah, no, I agree with you going back to your first answer. I said it this way. I think he had more of an influence than – As much influence as he had impact, if that makes sense, right? Because of what you have to do to overcommit to not only shutting down limiting, you're not shutting down anybody, limiting both of those guys and their play extension or their ability with their legs, obviously different styles, of course. It's influence for me even over impact. And I know the numbers were not pretty, but 27 came late. Granted, the game was still in the balance. They didn't stop them and they lost. I guess I didn't think that the Commanders, being there live, Jay, I didn't think that the Commanders were run off the field like we've seen on some ugly days, right? Where, you know, you were just gashed time and time again. I understand the numbers didn't look pretty. I just didn't think they were embarrassed, if that makes sense.
No, not at all. They held three field goals for Tucker. They got an interception, and they held them to a punt. That's five stops, basically, the defense got. So that's pretty good. You know, and unfortunately, Washington couldn't capitalize on a couple of drives that they had. But I think they played hard. They played pretty good. That's a tough place to play at Baltimore against one of the better teams in the National Football League. And they gave up a few big hits in the passing game. Lamar had a great day. And you mentioned, obviously, Derrick had his few hits. But for the most part, it was competitive all the way up until the end, until Lamar kneeled the ball out.
Yeah. If you were, and obviously you're a head coach and an offensive coordinator, so you've never been a defensive coordinator, but you know defenses. If you were cooking up a defensive scheme or ideology or whatever, is basically what Joe Witt and Dan Quinn did yesterday what you would do against those two guys and take your chances that way?
Yeah, probably. I think you have to, especially with, like I said, the limited players up front defensively, defensive ends, and I think the tackles are a little bit light right now. I think that's I mean, you could roll the dice a couple times, maybe a couple times on first down, second down, play a little cover two just to keep them honest. They were majority of time in single high, man-to-man, or cover three or 3D fire zone. So maybe I would have thrown in a little bit more cover two, but I have no problem with what they did because, you know, I think they ultimately felt like their corners could hold up with Flowers and Bateman. Andrews had a couple of hits, obviously, one down the middle and one on a corner out. But I don't think Zay Flowers and Bateman scare anybody. So I think Baltimore in the future is going to see a lot of single high safeties with people loaded up in the box and saying, hey, if we're going to lose, it's going to be Bateman or Flowers. It's not going to be Derrick Henry and Lamar.
And I thought, you know, when the Commanders did play a lot of, you know, zone, it was kind of like a soft zone. Like, hey, like, you know, let's not get beat over the top when we're dropping back and when we're trying to play a little softer. And that led to wide open, again, swaths of land that Lamar Jackson could pick on. All right, so from that perspective, I understand all that. From a Jaden Daniels perspective, you tweeted something, and I just want to pull it up here real quickly, @coach_JayGruden, of course. Anyone think Ben Johnson regrets turning down the Redskins job? Even though they lost, Jaden is the command, is the man. And then you said, sorry, Commanders. Is that Jay Gruden poking the bear a little bit? Or how are we supposed to read that?
I was watching Detroit just go crazy. I know Ben Johnson's one of the top coordinators. He's going to get a job. But, you know, not very often do you get a job with an opportunity to coach a guy like Jaden Daniels. You know, maybe he didn't know how good Jaden was coming out in this year's draft. You know, it's, once you get your job, you want to have a quarterback there that you can count on and be there for the next 10, 15 years. And I think Jaden is that guy. You know, I think Dan Quinn's going to – you can buy a nice house here and be very comfortable with the quarterback he has in place here. And I just – I typed Redskins. I meant – sorry, I meant Commanders.
It's okay.
You know, that's what I meant.
I just had to, you know, sort of ask and somewhat bust your chops.
I just can't bring myself to call them Commanders. It just bugs me. But anyway, I love Jaden, and I just wondering. I mean, what do you think? Do you think Ben regrets it at all?
You know, it's so hard for me to figure out because, right, he's going and kicking ass. And, I mean, look at what he's done the last two opponents to Seattle on the Monday night and then Dallas. And I understand both defenses were really short. I mean, Jay, they're not only running the ball really well and Goff's, you know, throwing the ball all over the yard, but they're running one or two fancy schmancy little trick hook and ladder flip-floppy type plays every game and nobody can stop them. I mean, very creative.
They're doing a great job. They have a – you know, that's probably part of the reason why he probably wanted to go back for another year, because he knew the offensive line is the best offensive line in football. They have an unbelievable tight end in Sam Laporta. They have two of the best 1-2 combination in backs. They have one of the best receivers in football, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, yeah, he probably said, you know what, I must just take one more year and then take my pick next year, which is nothing wrong with that.
But yeah.
Had he known how good Jaden Daniels was, I'm just wondering. I just throwing it out there. I
mean, no, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, and who knows? I mean, you know, it obviously won't happen here because Dan Quinn is not going anywhere. But, you know, maybe he'll wind up, you know, with a top quarterback somewhere else. But I don't know. I look at the college crop this year. And it doesn't look like there's anybody, at least early on or midway through, like Jaden Daniels. Jay Gruden is with us on the BetQL guest hotline, brought to you, as always, by Ted Britt Automotive Group, with us here on the Team 980. All right, so just back, you know, to the Commanders for a sec. You know, the way I said it was I thought he was good to very good. I don't know if he was great. He missed a couple of things on for my liking, but that's going to happen in every game and every situation. What was your assessment ultimately? Was he great or was he just good to very good?
I was impressed with them because they were in more known passing situations in a come from behind fashion in this game, more so than any other game, maybe other than Tampa in the first game of the year. So I was excited to see him still stand in a pocket and deliver some key throws and keep him in it. You know, when Baltimore scored to go up 14, everybody's like, this game's over. And what did Jaden do? They took him right down the field and scored, cut it to 7. Mm-hmm. And then Baltimore went down, kicked the field goal up 10, and Jaden took him right down, kicked the field goal, cut it to 7. So that he was keeping them in pace and still had a chance to win the game. He missed a couple throws, sure. But for the most part, I thought he did a pretty good job against a tough defense up front for the Ravens.
Jay Gruden is with us. All right, so Terry catches the two touchdowns. I wanted to ask you about the first one. I if you could remember, like, what happened. It looked like Jaden kind of read someone, maybe Olamide Zaccheaus, in the corner and then scanned back to Terry and put it pretty much in a spot where only Terry could get it. Great catch, great throw, great read. I mean, when you see Jaden do, I guess, stuff that we typically see out of the veteran greats, right, that gives you an early indication. Not every rookie quarterback can do some of the things that he's doing from a technical and from a processing and from an eye manipulation standpoint. Is that fair or...?
Yeah, no, that's an impressive play. You know, Zaccheaus was running a little in and back out to hold the corner, and Terry was coming from the other side of the field to the back of the end zone on top of the safety. He just was very patient, and you have to have great touch and anticipation for that type of throw. And fortunately, Kyle Hamilton bit down for whatever reason, and he threw it over the top of his head. But yeah, accuracy and touch, he's shown all that. Anticipation, he's shown all that. You know, so there really isn't anything that he hasn't shown in a six-game stretch that I've seen. You know, maybe driving the ball on a deep curl route with some pace, maybe that's about it. But for the most part, he's done everything. He's done it in the pocket, outside the pocket, use his legs, read defenses. I mean, so far, I mean, I can't find a real flaw, can you?
Well, I mean, the only thing is, am I, you know, that I wonder, am I nitpicking, right? Like, you know, He missed Noah Brown wide open on a third down, little roll to his right, little scramble to his right, airmailed him. Bad throws are going to happen, right? But the read was there. Everything else was right. The first part of it, everything was great. I thought he missed Terry in the red zone on one. They ran a 3-by-1 after motion to the left side. Maybe the safety was over the top, but I thought he was taking the other receiver. I don't know, Jay. And then he got sacked. I mean, there were a couple of little things that you can nitpick, but I guess the big things that you see, never mind with rookie quarterbacks, you see it with a lot of veteran quarterbacks. I mean, you know, I've defended Daniel Jones. I know you like Daniel Jones. I think you like Daniel Jones. He looked terrible last night, right, against a defense that had been struggling. I know everybody has bad games, but we see things from Jaden that we don't even get from veteran quarterbacks, guys that were first-round picks 6-7 years ago.
Well, I said this last week. If you looked at the first five games, he's in talks with MVP, Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's playing as good as anybody in the league. C.J. Stroud, I mean, you talked about him and obviously Lamar, obviously Patrick. You know, and after that, I think you got to go to Jaden. I mean, maybe Minnesota, you know, Detroit. Obviously, Goff's put together two back-to-back games, unbelievable football. So there's about 6 to 7 quarterbacks that are probably in line for MVP talks at this stage of the season, and Jaden's definitely one of them. That's how good he's playing.
Yeah, no doubt. I said I had him at 5, I think, going into last week in terms of the MVP, but, I mean, you know, look.
Long way to go.
Yeah, long way to go. Exactly. I agree with you.
But he has shown that to be talked about in that class, which is quite phenomenal for a first-year guy with a team that was not very good last year.
Agreed. Jay Gruden with us. All right, so you drafted Jonathan Allen, now the report is from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network that he's torn his pec, seeking a second opinion, likely going to be out for the year. I was making the argument before you came on, like, people can think whatever they want, that he's overpaid, that he's not performing enough. Some of that is fair, if not a lot of that is fair. But I said, you know, go and replace 40-ish, you know, he's averaging somewhere high 30s, like 38, 39 snaps a game. Go ahead and try and replace that. Snap your finger and think like that doesn't have an impact on depth, rotation, even though you got two young bucks in Mathis and Johnny Newton. This is going to have some sort of an impact, isn't it?
Absolutely. When you start messing around with the rotation, like you're talking about, are those big guys up front, especially when you're playing a team like Baltimore and you're going to play – you know, these teams that run the ball between the tackles. I mean, those guys get worn out. These are big guys. They're playing off double teams, and they're pursuing the football. I mean, they're 310, 20, 30 pounds, so you have to have a good rotation. Once you start taking out your big starting guy, now your backup is a starter. Now who's going to be the rotator, a practice squad guy? Mm-hmm. Now you're in trouble. That's where the trouble starts. And hopefully he's okay in the opinion, comes back in a positive way for Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I obviously in sync with you on the loss. And that's not a disrespect to Mathis and or Johnny Newton. They are both playing fairly well, I think, if not pretty well.
Yeah, because of the rotation, they're fresh.
Exactly.
And now without Jonathan, now these guys are playing more minutes.
Yeah.
Who's going to be their backup?
And
I
even
have no
though it's
idea.
A different position, if you lose Armstrong, who was lost for the game late in the first quarter with a rib injury, I mean, who knows what the deal is with that? Javonte Jean-Baptiste was banged up after the game. If you lose, you know, two or three of those guys, now you're really asking, you know, you got to get something, I guess, out of Jamin Davis. One last thing on the Commanders. What did you make of both Jamin Davis and Emmanuel Forbes, two of the four first-round picks from Rivera, not active yesterday, and along with the other two that are not even in the organization right now? I mean, you'd say it's killing them, but they are 4-2, and somehow they're making up for it.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. Those guys, you know, I think they're just trying to have – I think they're having trouble finding a spot for Jamin. I don't think they want to play him off the ball, and I don't think he's really an on-the-ball player. It's good enough to do that. And then, obviously, Forbes just has not performed well when he's had the opportunity, whether it's injury or just production. He just doesn't play the ball very well, and he's not physical in the running game. And so they've struggled, both those guys, unfortunately. And when that happens, you can't get married to your draft picks. You know, if they don't perform with the way you thought they would once you drafted them and they're not good enough, you got to replace them. And you can't just leave them out in the field and put your team in liability.
No doubt. All right, the Dallas Cowboys got trashed again at home. They're 0-3 now, Jay, and the Baltimore loss was a 3-point loss, but they gave up nearly 30 points. The other two, they've given up like 44 and 48 points at home. You go back to the final the playoff game last year against Green Bay. They've given up 40 plus points in 3 out of their last home four home games, and they're 0-4. What in the world? I know they've got injuries. I got it. I understand that. Is that it, or is there something else?
Well, last year when Coach Quinn was there, you know, they got gutted by Green Bay in a running game and a pass game at home, and it's carried over. They didn't really address anything on their defense. You know, here's our problems. What are we going to do to address it? And all they did was bring in Kendricks, the middle linebacker, and they got a guy off IR. The defensive line still intact. They're just too little. They just get pushed around. You watch the tape, and there's some holes for David Montgomery that you can't even make up. And then, you know, Mike Zimmer's strength as a defensive coordinator is a little blitz, and his double A's and his cool little blitzes, but he can't get to them because there's never any third downs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is brutal. So defensively, they have problems. And then offensively, their running game, I don't know, you know, how you can go into a season with Rico Dowdle and Ezekiel Elliott. Losing Pollard, you got to replace. You got to have some spark back there. Somebody has some juice. You can't just rely on Prescott to throw the ball 35, 45 times a game.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, the Eagles, they win a tight one. They get a couple of their guys back over Cleveland. I don't care about the game so much. I mean, the Eagles should have won. All right, the fans were pissed. And Nick Sirianni is up there, you know, motioning and gesticulating and yelling and what have you. Now, Jay, you're a fiery guy. I don't remember you ever doing that. What did you make out of Sirianni if you saw that video at the end of the game yelling and doing whatever he was to the fans?
I don't know. I don't know why he would do that. And that is a little weird. I mean, I always had a headset on, so I can never hear the fans. Thank God. I might have done it myself, but I could never hear anything. The last thing I want to do is get in a shouty match with a fan. You know, I'm yelling at my players and my coaches enough. I don't need to yell at the fans, too. So, yeah, I always try to appreciate the fans. I'm glad they came out, whether they booed us and yelled at us or not. But I was very appreciative of them coming. I would never get to fight with a fan.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's hard.
I try to get my ass whooped anyway.
It's hard to win that battle, man. You know, because, like, they won a game. And, I mean, you just know how it is, you know, in Philadelphia this week, right? And it's not just today. You win a game. All right, granted, it's not the prettiest win in the world. I gotcha. And fans are going to look at it from, like, it's not just a win is a win is a win. But you win a game, and it's almost like you lost because the head coach is up there stirring up all sorts, a hornet's nest unnecessarily, right? And that's the way. And he's like, you know, well, like, I love our fans. I love when they cheer us. We get a boost from that. But, you know, it's not great when they boo. Well, guess what? It's not great when they have to pay $125, $150 a ticket, and your product stinks.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's never been done. I don't remember any other coach ever going up to the stands and fighting with their own fans. I mean, it's kind of an odd situation.
Not a good look. Not a good look. One last thing before we let you go. Jay Gruden with us, @coach_Jay Gruden. Check him out under Underdog Fantasy as well. You mentioned on a podcast, I think it was the Underdog podcast, about what happened the night, morning, what have you, that you got let go here in Washington in 2019, and that your greatest regret was you didn't get a chance to say goodbye, thank you, what have you, to the players. Ultimately, I you know, everybody, every organization does it differently. That still clearly stays with you, right? That still burns you that they didn't give you that opportunity to at least say goodbye and thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I was there for over 5 years and made a lot of pretty good relationships. They weren't all great, but even the coaches, I mean, guys, I hired these guys, for God's sakes, and I worked with these guys for 17, 18 hours a day for 5.5 years. So, you know, not, you know, have to do it via text or a phone call is just not quite the same. But I understand. I mean, it happens a lot of places. Guys get fired and they get walked out of the building. I just felt like the villain. I didn't rob the place. I tried my best. We were all a family there for a long time up until the very, very end. And all of a sudden I'm escorted out of the building and no, you can't talk to anybody. Just get out of here.
I think
in there early and got all my stuff.
Yeah. Well, you told that story, which is smart, you know, because I think Mike Shanahan, your predecessor, started packing his office in like early December.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I think Salah, I thought I read that the Jets did the same thing to Salah. that they like didn't let him clean out his office, didn't let him address the team, and walked him out with security. I understand you don't want any like proprietary secrets and all that, but what do they think you guys are gonna do?
What are we gonna take? There's nothing. I just want to make sure I got all my playbooks and everything out of there. You know how many times I've looked at my playbooks since I got fired? Zero. So I really didn't have to go back and get those. But just in case I ever do coach again, it'd be good to have them.
Right. Well, you probably looked at them when you went to Jacksonville, no? Or
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So after Jacksonville,
I got you. Yeah. After Jacksonville,
I got you. All right, Jay. Thank you as always. Good stuff. And don't let Grant and Danny bully you into thinking that they're better than they. Okay.
You got it. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate you. That is Jay Gruden on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. All right, we'll finish up with a couple of your calls and clean up on aisle three, a spin around the rest of the NFL and whatever else we can get to. A lot of sports going on. My goodness. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, thanks as always to Jay Gruden. In case you missed any of it, hit the Odyssey Rewind or listen after the show via the Odyssey app. Matt will have it all carved up, labeled for you. You can listen to any part of the show that you may have missed. Tomorrow, the DOC will be with us. Wednesday and Thursday, it'll get real wacky around here. As we lead you into the Carolina Panthers, and get to that with Jay. He used to coach the Red Rifle. I saw a little bit of that game, and then ultimately did not see the rest because busy dealing with post-game stuff in Baltimore, huh? I did see a slant from Andy Dalton to Deontay Johnson early on. And Deontay Johnson will be somebody that they're going to have to deal with, especially being, I mean, you would assume Benjamin St. Juice is going to draw that assignment, right? But you got the rookie Leggett. Again, Dalton is better than Bryce Young, who's 26 to 38, 221, 2-2 yesterday. Chuba Hubbard has had himself a nice year and had himself a nice game yesterday. 18 for 92. The Panthers are not going to be easy. Don't get me wrong. They should win. They should not allow 30-some-odd points to the Carolina Panthers. But it's not going to be just easy walk in the park, what have you. More on that, obviously, as we go through the week. Let's get to Paulie, who's back with us here, before the bottom of the hour. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W, man.
What's going on, Paulie?
Man, yeah, that was a waste of 25 minutes, man. Nobody cares what Jay.
You know, Paulie, do you want to get on my bad side again, or do you want to
really
remain
care.
Friends?
You're on my bad side. You're already on my bad side. Oh. I feel like the hater in you just couldn't wait for a loss. For you to say have any criticism of Jaden Daniels, so that you don't know nothing about football.
All right, that's ridiculous.
This dude played his butt off, and I ain't no ridiculous. You don't know more than me. I know that for a fact. That dude, laugh all you want to, bro. I was playing football. I've been watching football my whole life, and I was good at it. I got the awards and achievements to show you, to prove to you. I could grade film. I could watch film and grade each player. Can you do that? I can recite a play. I can run a play. Can you do that? Okay. Yeah, like I said, that dude played his butt off yesterday, man, with a finesse game plan. We was only in the game because of him. If he missed a pass here and there, I mean, out of 35 attempts, what were you supposed to go, 30, 33 for 35? You're going to miss some plays, period. But to say that he showed that he could do some things and then he showed he still couldn't do some things, that's just trying to start something that ain't there. That's more crazier and asinine than saying that Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson all that money. He's not worth it. I think he said that too. Don't sit here and tell me about no Jaden Daniels and what he didn't do or what he did wrong. He was the sole and main reason that we had a chance in that game.
So we're not allowed to criticize anyone, him at all, right?
I'm just asking. All you want to.
I'm just asking.
Don't talk crazy.
I'm just asking.
No, that ain't criticism. Yeah. That ain't criticism.
I mean, I'm not allowed to say he missed something, right?
No. You was acting like he was a fault or the reason why we didn't win yesterday.
Paulie, that's right. Now you're talking crap. Now you're being ridiculous. I'm talking of how he was the reason they lost. Did I ever indicate that at all? Unclean your ears. Use a Q-tip, for God's sakes. Get the wax out.
Well, don't use a Q-tip. That just pushes the wax further down.
Whatever. Get some of the wax out at least.
No.
No?
No, you're not supposed to use Q-tips on your ears.
What are you supposed to use then?
Water.
Okay. You know what I got yesterday, which I thought was an awesome thing in the press box at M&T Bank Stadium? And I was not that impressed by, the press services. But I'm weird like that. They had these in packaged, individually wrapped packages, these moist towelettes that you can see right here. They're kind of like little square hand towels, but they were not only wet, but they were scented with lemon. And you could use them to like clean your fingers, like after eating, or to, I guess, wipe the sweat off your brow or what have you. Wonderful, wonderful little additions to a press box. I was very impressed.
You are very easily appeased.
Some would say I'm not, because some would say I blame Jaden Daniels for the loss. Some are also completely out to lunch. 3:32 and change. Team 980 on the Odyssey app. We will come back for cleanup on aisle three, and then we've got one of the weirder dum-dums of the day. I tried to go conventional and safe. Matt said, no. Go with this one. So we're going to go with this one. And it's going to be gross. Just warning you in advance. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, first, a quick trending alert. All right, so the Commanders dealing with that 30-23 loss in Baltimore yesterday. The report out that Jonathan Allen is going to be lost for the season. We will see what Dan Quinn has to say. He is expected to meet with the media here at any moment, trying to get an update on that as we speak. And, we will see if they give any kind of definitive answer to that. Actually, so Dan Quinn just said, quote, "We'll certainly miss him this season." He did indeed confirm that it is a torn pec. So Jonathan Allen is going to be lost for the rest of the season, according to Dan Quinn. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football, we'll join it in progress here after Wizards preseason basketball in the Team 980. It's the New York Jets in their first game under Jeff Ulbrich, their interim head coach, and with their new play caller. And Aaron Rodgers against the Buffalo Bills. Again, we'll join it in progress right around 10 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier after the Wizards preseason game tonight here on the Team 980, which begins at 7:15. Baseball playoffs, you have game two of the NLCS between the Dodgers and the Mets. The Dodgers absolutely whooping up on New York last night, 9-0. Haven't allowed a run in 2.5 games. 4:08 the first pitch, so about a half an hour or so away in that one. Tonight it's the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians, and that's what's trending. Hello, Linnell Willingham. How are you? Oh, Linnell's doing all sorts of damage on the other side of the aisle today. He'll be doing damage over here on Wednesday at 1 o'clock for Windbag Wednesday. All right, it is time for cleanup on aisle three. Everything we, well, as many things as we didn't get to and had a chance to get to, we will do so right here and right now. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Indeed. So, we start with this. Hassan Reddick. Is he of the New York Jets? Is he not of the New York Jets? Well, Maybe he's getting close. So there's been a lot on this story, most of which we have not covered because I think he's a spoiled, rotten baby athlete. And I'm not going to give him any more pomp and circumstance than he already gets. So last week, Hassan Reddick, who has held out every day of mini camp, training camp, preseason, 5 weeks of the regular season, and is obviously going to miss a sixth game tonight for the New York Jets, was fired by his agency. Fired. You say, well, wait a second, that happens all the time. Guys switch agents. No. They fired him. He didn't fire them because they couldn't get him a new contract. They fired him. You see how weird that is? Not a player in criminal trouble. They fired him. We found out maybe part of the reason why over the weekend. Ian Rappaport, I think, was the first to report this. I don't know if anybody else had it. Apparently, the Jets and Hassan Reddick were closing, or the agents, the former agents, were closing in on a one-year deal that was going to pay the fines back and give him more money than he was scheduled to make, which was about $14 million. And he said no. And that's when they turned around. I don't know if there was a gap in between or soon thereafter. Then they fired him. So now he's hired new agents in Drew Rosenhaus and this guy Ryan Matha. Apparently they're going to be in attendance tonight at MetLife Stadium. They've already talked to the Jets. They've expressed hope that the dispute can be resolved soon. And maybe Hassan Reddick might be back in the fold. Woody Johnson, the owner, has personally been on the phone, expressed how much they want him. Bygones will be bygones. Rosenhaus telling ESPN and Adam Schefter, quote, Hassan would like to be a New York Jet for years to come, and our goal is to make that happen, end quote. Again, he's going to miss his sixth game of the year already, but he's got a couple more games before he loses the year of eligibility, if you will, or the year of service time, right? So the bottom line is this. It looks like Hassan Reddick's going to be with the Jets here fairly soon. It looks like. Nothing should surprise anybody. But just the notion that we are dealing with a guy who was fired by his agency because he simply refused to show up to work, because he simply refused to sign anything but a long-term deal for long-term big-time money, should tell you everything you need to know. All right, moving on from that disaster. Mike McDaniel today said Tua Tagovailoa is indeed expected to play again this year. Did not set an exact date for his return. Concussion week 2, September the 12th against the Buffalo Bills. He is not eligible to return until week 8 against the Cardinals. No commitment. Quote, I do expect to see him playing football in 2024. I mean, obviously, they're going to be extra careful, all that stuff. 3 legitimate documented concussions, but clearly the Dolphins need him in the worst way. Meanwhile, college football. Florida and Tennessee, I was watching a bunch of this game while I was watching tape of Lamar Jackson on Saturday night, and Derrick Henry for that, right? Florida quarterback Graham Mertz, who went from Wisconsin to the Gators, tore his ACL. He is Dunsky, obviously, for the season and for his college career. Tore his ACL in his left knee during the overtime loss to Tennessee. That sucks. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to see your college career end like that. I got to say this. Give Florida a little bit of credit. They lost. But they fought like hell on the road in Rocky Top against a Tennessee team that had lost at Arkansas the week before. So you thought they would be like on top of their game. Florida was right there, punch for punch. They missed a field goal in overtime that would have given them the lead. They ultimately lost. The bottom line is that sucks for the Gators. They're 3-3. They take on Kentucky this Saturday, maybe a chance to go over 500. Who knows? Then they've got a gauntlet of a schedule coming up, which is not going to be easy without their starting quarterback, so we will see what happens. Penn State with a huge win in Los Angeles on Saturday afternoon, in overtime as well, after USC missed a field goal. Again, to start overtime, Big Ten win for Penn State and James Franklin, who somehow has already been in Happy Valley for like 11 years. Crazy. Their tight end, if you need a tight end, hello, Tyler Warren. 17 passes, 224 yards in the 33-30 win. And does anybody know what the Ohio State quarterback was doing at the end of the game in Eugene the other night? Did you see this, man? They had one timeout left. They had 6 seconds left. He snaps the ball. He scrambles up the middle under some heat, under some duress, scrambles on it. It keeps going and doesn't slide down until the clock is turning zero with a timeout left in the bag. If he would have slid down earlier or right away, they would have been able to call the timeout and had like at least one play for a Hail Mary or a long field goal. Instead, he kept running and sliding, didn't use the timeout, and the game clock expired. And Ohio State lost in Oregon, probably a game that they should have won. Anyway, that was kind of like the look at college football that we wanted to give you. Wait a second, I forgot about that. How many times have we seen it? Maryland's fine. Maybe they're 4-1. Maybe they're undefeated. This year they're not. Not that anybody expected them to. And then they start Big Ten play and it's like... Well, this year, they did the same thing that they pretty much always do. They started Big Ten play. I mean, they had started it earlier. But a Big Ten game at home against Northwestern, they were, I think, 13-point favorites, and they got their doors blown off. What a terrible, terrible performance by the Terps on Friday night. You know, it's one thing to have that happen against a Penn State, against a Michigan, against an Ohio State. It's another thing to have that happen against Northwestern. I know Northwestern has rebounded since the controversy a year and a half ago. Got it. Pat Fitzgerald, I got it. I understand that. Not saying that Northwestern shouldn't have won, but eh. And one last one for you. The Capitals losing their season opener on Saturday night. And look, it's one game out of 82. Nobody should be up in arms. But not a good sign that they already lost one of their top free agent imports. We don't know for how long. Lower body injury, Matt Roy, one of their big signings. Their third line got entirely benched. Not good. Not good. And they had the lead. Not good. Capitals, losers of their first game of the year. We will see where they go from here. Where they go from here is staying at home against the Vegas Golden Knights, who only come in at 3-0-0. And you might see Logan Thompson play tomorrow night. He was with the Vegas Golden Knights last year and actually helped them win a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. Now with the Capitals, back with the Capitals organization, you might see him in the pipes tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Capital One Arena. And that is what we do for Clean Up on Aisle 3.
Clean Up on Aisle 3.
Yes, indeed, all the things that we haven't had a chance to get to. Coming up next, we don't want to get to this. It's disgusting. It's lewd. It's gross. Matt picked it out, so blame him. But we're going to do it anyway. Why? Because that's part of the theme of the segment. Disgusting, gross, funny, gross, disgusting, make you cringe type of humor and type of things that go on in the world in which we're all stuck living in. That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Matt, you play this Super Freak tune a lot for Dumb Dumb of the Day. Is that because we have a lot of freaks that we live amongst?
I mean, partially, but it's also just, it's a right vibe for Dumb
the segment,
Dumb. Because
yes.
Most of the time, it's people that are being
dumb,
weird, or freaky, or doing stuff. Not so much today, but a lot of the time.
I don't know about that. Why don't you hit the music?
You sit in traffic now, But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, the lead headline in this story is you can't wiggle your way out of obesity. Trust me, from somebody who has battled it my whole life, I understand. But now, apparently there are something available on the black market that you do not want in your body that somebody inadvertently took, and maybe more than somebody. They're called tapeworm egg pills.
What?
They are being sold on the dark web as a quick fix weight loss solution.
This is real.
So apparently there's like, I don't know, real parasites in them? And they're known to make basically a home in your stomach after their eggs are consumed via undercooked meat products and whatever, however this get done. Some of these parasites can grow up to 30 feet long while chewing on the stomach and the post-chewed meals of people, which triggers weight loss. Okay? With me? So apparently this goes back way, 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 way long ago, back before we had, like, I don't know, civilization. So a U.S.-based oncologist and a host on a YouTube channel was talking about this recently. He said there was a case study of a woman who bought the capsules on the dark market, on the dark web, I should say, of the tapeworm eggs using cryptocurrency. She was 21 years old, and she had been struggling to lose weight conventionally through diet and exercise. She scrolled across the ad, saw a controversial weight loss, and was convinced that this was the answer she needed. She was intrigued. It was considered forbidden. She wasted no time downing two of the tablets and soon saw the results she hoped for. She lost weight. Then she went to the toilet bowl. She dropped a deuce. Normal thing to have to do. Disgusting, but normal thing to have to do. She could feel something flapping and slapping around her butt cheeks while she was sitting down when she was about to flush. So said the doctor. She looked back and saw some tan rectangular pieces floating around in the toilet bowl.
No.
Yes, creeping out of her bowel movement.
No.
She chalked it up to the fat leaving her body, but her symptoms, the doctor detailed, grew more strange. Couple of weeks later, she noticed an unusual lump under her chin. Then she pressed on the mound and awoke face down on the floor after having apparently passed out. She was unconscious. She had headaches. She had cranial pressure. She checked herself into the hospital for severe headaches and abdominal pain. All because of the dark market tapeworm diet. People, take it from me, somebody who has tried to lose weight their whole life and had varying success, varying failures, much more failures. If you're going to try and lose weight naturally, what have you. It seems like all of these Ozempics and GLP-1 whatever shots are, you know, as long as they're legally prescribed, seems like they work, seems like they're pretty safe. Don't buy any tapeworms on the dark market. Don't do it.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
Or it might wind up in your, you know, in your toilet bowl.
I mean, there's just some things you don't do with medicine and all that. Going to a sketchy dark web provider to get it, yeah, that's a no-no.
There's plenty of places and plenty of things that you can get legally. I would not be crossing any borders to get medicine. I would not be going on the dark web to order tapeworm pills. How stupid are we as a society? I'll leave you with that.
But it's natural, Chris.
All natural, yes. Doc Walker is going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Jake Gruden. Thanks to you for being with us on the phones. No thanks to Pauly. He sucked today. Thanks to Matty Ice. Craig Hoffman coming up next. He'll take you home on this Monday afternoon. I'm going to watch the Mets and the Dodgers. Adios.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.